Good evening, Mr. Mayor and the Commissioners. Pastor Hezekiah Bradford, 573 Smoke Mountain Court. My concern is that, and I have to echo some of what already been said, and after talking with many people today with Orange County, my major concern would be that you would buy a dilapidated parking lot to upgrade it, and then includes the $75,000, to do a design. Seeming to me, all of that should have gone in together, and then that you would allow them to use the parking lot for free, with no maintenance or none of that to be included prior to now, which I understand that all of this is already within the guideline of the package that already have gone out. My thing would be that because, I am a small business owner, and for a large, period of time, I invited, Mr. Dean, who came to my, Metro store, Mr. Bankson came, and also, Ms. Velasquez came, and that parking lot was dilapidated and everything. And I was like, why not? Since it's the interest to the city, could have been a lot of less money that could have been spent in a blighted community that would have helped that community look good, but we had to, you know, do it as business owners in that particular parking lot to make it look good. And nothing was given to us free, you know, and then the other, page to the picture would be, why not spend more money in developing, that community, whatever community, by utilizing, the $20,000 per person for impact fees. All of these things would make our city look so much better. Coming into our city on Park Avenue, just before you get into the city, there's a dilapidated Circle K that needs to be upgraded, that needs to be painted, that needs a parking lot. Nobody is saying anything about it. But if it was in any other area, something would happen. So code enforcement or somebody need to go by there, give them a ticket. I have to paint my house. I mean, every so often I get something from my homeowners association and say, your sidewalks need to be pressure cleaned. But you pass by that particular store that is a corporation, could be owned as a franchise, but just pass by there. Haven't had a paint job and I don't know how long. I mean, you look at that parking lot, you got leaning light posts. Where is code enforcement when it comes to that? My homeowners association do more with me keeping up my home than we are asking the community, business owners or whoever. Based on code, if I put a sign out there, I get someone from code enforcement come by and pull the sign up. So how are we going to work with blighted community with CRA dollars a lot better than what we're seeing now and just helping people who don't really need the help? They could, a long time ago, did something to this parking lot. We have a space that is vacant just on the south side of the railroad track that is owned by the city. The city could put a parking lot there for a lot cheaper than probably what they are actually spending on buying this parking lot and then allowing this different people to utilize it who have been there forever for free.